Hi, everyone. Just a reminder that this show is not legal advice, trading advice, financial advice, or personal advice. Enjoy the show, and thank you very much. Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron. And before we start today's episode, please remember to go to crypto101podcast.com. That's crypto101podcast.com. There you can find links to our social media, our Twitter, our Instagram, our blog. Our Facebook community is growing. Please come onto our Facebook and contribute. A lot of good people there, a lot of good knowledge. Also, you can find our email, send us a shout out, say, Matthew, what's up? You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Please subscribe to us, give us some stars, leave us a comment. Everything you say there, we read and we internalize to help us get better. And also, those stars and those comments help us be found on iTunes. So if you like this podcast and you think other people should listen to it as well, give some stars. Also, you can be a patron. Check out our Patreon page. Sign up for the $5 Raris on Mars level, and you can help us make this podcast. That $5 is being put into our servers, our subscriptions, all the things that make this podcast possible. So thank you very much to our patrons. And if you're not a patron, please help us out. So please enjoy this episode with Danny from Decryptionary. We'll see you after the show. Danny, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Matthew. Thanks for having me back, man.
Right on, man. It is good to see you. And if you could, for people who might just be tuning in and this is their first episode, please introduce yourself.
Yeah, well, if it's your first episode, you might want to go back to our other one, the 7-Step Beginner's Guide to Getting Started with Crypto, right?
Boom.
We had a good one there. So my name is Danny Amsalem, and I'm the founder of Decryptionary.com. It's the simplest crypto dictionary and beginner's guide.
And so since we did that 7-step guide to getting into cryptocurrency, and it was so well received, we decided to team up for a series of podcasts starting from the first step to the 7th step. And we're going to go through this whole process and make individual episodes regarding each step in the process. And today, we're actually going to skip step one for now. Jump to step two, how to buy your first cryptocurrency. There's a couple places to do it. Those places are
Coinbase and Gemini.
Coinbase and Gemini. And today, we're going to talk about Gemini. Coinbase, if you go to the beginning of Crypto 101 episodes, you can find an episode of Coinbase. We, Danny and I, are going to redo that episode, so it's more up to date. Stay tuned for that. But today we're going to tackle Gemini.
That's right.
So first, a little bit of history about Gemini. Gemini Exchange is owned and created by the Winklevoss twins. And who are the Winklevoss twins?
They're those two billionaire dudes. They've got $11 million off a lawsuit from Facebook and turned it into billions with Bitcoin.
That's exactly who they are. And they turned it into billions of Bitcoin by buying Bitcoin when it's $10. And everybody said, actually, they were going on a buying spree. And people thought they were crazy. Why are you buying Bitcoin? And they bought 120,000 Bitcoin when it was $10 a piece. How much is 120,000 Bitcoin nowadays?
Oh,
I think it's about $1.8 billion. So
Billy.
That's with a B. So they won. That's a big win.
They killed it.
So a little bit about the Winklevoss twins. The Winklevoss twins were born in New York. They went to school in Harvard, as we know from the movie
The Social Network.
Who was in that movie?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, okay, right. Cool. So they went to Harvard. They were in the whole Facebook scandal thing, as we just mentioned. For their master's degree, they did their MBA from Said Business School in Oxford. At the beginning, they were investors in BitInstant. This is one of the first companies to trade Bitcoins online. BitInstant's executives, in fact, had tutored them on the basics of Bitcoin. So they were learning about this whole Bitcoin thing, and at the same time, they were buying it up up to 120,000 Bitcoin. This is not including their Ethereum holdings, which people put at another 100-some thousand. Now, there were investors in BitInstant when the CEO, Charlie Schrem, was arrested in 2004, accused of helping supply Bitcoins to users for online drug markets. The Winklevoss twins were never implicated in wrongdoing, but let's just say that it didn't look good for them. You know what they did? They opened a new exchange, Gemini. Gemini is registered in New York. It's a proper exchange, just like other exchanges for like stock markets. So if you are going to sign up, which Danny is going to tell us all about, you have to do some procedures. But before we go into the procedures, I just want to tell you one cool thing about the Winklevosses and what they do with their storage of their Bitcoin. They have a really interesting system. What they do is they don't put it in a hard wallet. They don't have Ledger Nano S's just laying around their houses. They don't have it in their exchange. What they have is they have it in paper wallets. Now, their paper wallets are cut up. So they have their paper wallet. It's cut up and put in safety deposit boxes around the country in different boxes so that if you steal one box, you don't have their wallet. You don't have their paper wallet. So you have to actually collect them all to get their Bitcoins. I think it's
Pokemon.
It's like a Pokemon, yes. It's very labor intensive, but it's very, very safe. So going into setting up your Gemini wallet.
So I started with Gemini a week ago, and unfortunately, my account still hasn't been verified by their team. It's still under review. So this guide is really only going to cover how to set up your account with Gemini and not how to purchase anything.
We're also going to go talk about the user interface as well and give you some pros and cons at the end of what we think about Gemini.
You mentioned that these guys are from New York. Gemini is based out of New York. Because of that, they've got a lot of rules and regulations they need to follow, specifically the KYC, which is Know Your Customer, and AML, anti-money laundering rules. So they've got to get a lot of information from you, which can be a bit tough for some people. However, their security is strong and their fees are much lower than Coinbase, as we'll go into a bit later. When you open an account, first thing they're going to ask is, you know, your regular old name, email, and password, as well as confirming that you're over 18. Then they're going to shoot you an email, and it's going to have a confirmation code. Just copy and paste that into Gemini. I want to mention right now, just a quick tip, if you don't have ProtonMail, you definitely need to sign up for that. Because ProtonMail is, it's like a way more secure Gmail. The interface, we need a better word than interface. ProtonMail is like a much more secure Hotmail, Yahoo Mail, Gmail. The look and feel of it is very much like Yahoo, but they've got some great security and I use them for all of my crypto accounts. And we recommended that in our earlier podcast. So once you've copied your confirmation code in, you're going to continue, and they're going to start asking you for security, banking, and identity. The first thing they're going to ask is to choose the country you live in. Gemini is only available in a handful of countries, right, Matthew?
Those countries are Canada, Hong Kong, Singapore, South Korea, and the United Kingdom. But they're also only available in 47 of the 50 states. Wisconsin, Hawaii, and Alaska are not. Ooh, I'm sorry, I lied. Also, Arizona is not available for trading with Gemini.
Yeah, so if you're in one of those places, tough shit. I guess you're going to have to stick with Coinbase, right?
Exactly.
Once you've created your account, though, then it's going to ask you to set up your two-factor authentication. And that's just an extra step in security to prevent hackers from getting into your account. You've probably done it many times before. All it is they'll send you a code on your phone and you need to type it in. They really suggest you use the Authy app, and so do I. I think we mentioned it in our 7-step beginner's guide, and I definitely mentioned it on my website.
Another thing I want you to pay attention to, that if you are not in one of these countries and you do not have a phone number for one of these countries, you cannot pass this step. I'm in Taiwan. I have a Taiwan phone number, and I cannot go past the two-factor authentication step because the first step is to verify your phone number. The second step is to link it to your Authy app or your Google Authenticator. So we tried to finagle this, Danny and I. Danny has a throwaway number in New York, so he's letting me borrow it so I can sign up. I'm a little reluctant because I know that I will have probably a Bitcoin in there one day and I would never be able to get to it because I don't have my phone number. So I'm reluctant.
If we set it up with Authy, I think we can make it happen without the phone number, or at least change it. I don't know. Maybe you could, maybe you couldn't.
I'm not risking it. But anyway, long story short, you have to be in one of these countries with a phone number from there to go past this step. But if you are, then we're moving on to the next step, sir.
Yes. It now asks you to connect your bank account. It is optional. They have a small little I'll do this later button up at the top. But it's best if you can start filling in information now so you can get to trading right away. You don't want to start missing any opportunities, right?
Exactly. Now, they have a really cool thing that you can not only buy with, you know, your ACH automated clearinghouse, link your bank straight up there, but you can also wire your money in. Now, Gemini does not charge you to wire money to Gemini, but your bank might. Now, Gemini knows that that's just a pain in the ass, and you don't want to spend $20 to do something that's, let's just say, a gamble, an investment. You don't know if you're going to go to the moon or go to the floor. So they, and this is what we heard on Reddit and on tutorials on YouTube, nothing official on their site, though, that they will reimburse you up to $20 for your wire transfer.
Which is a great deal because Coinbase is pretty darn expensive if you compare it to that. $10 to $25 for a wire transfer. That can get pretty expensive after a while.
Tell me about it, man.
I use my credit card too. That's even worse. So when I was trying to connect my bank account, it was actually a credit union and it wasn't on their list. So if you click on that button beneath it, it says, don't see your bank on the list. Then it just tells you you need to wait for your account to be verified and then set up a wire transfer. So once you go ahead with that, Gemini asks you for some personal information, and it's not just name and birthday, but also your occupation, social security, home address, and a picture of your photo ID, whether that's your driver's license or passport. Apparently you can skip this step too, but you're going to need it later, so might as well knock it out now.
Danny, why do they do this?
You know, it has to do with the fact that they're in the US, and especially New York, they've got these KYC AML, that's know your customer and anti-money laundering laws, and they just have to get all of that information by law.
And it's also so you have to pay your taxes. They're probably going to send you a nice 1099, aren't they?
They definitely keep records of all of that, which, you know, lucky you, right? Lucky me. The next step is that your account is just going to go under review. Like I said at the beginning, mine has been under review for about a week now. Hopefully they'll start approving it soon. Right now they're actually down for maintenance because of this whole security issue, which can get a little deep the more you look at it. And now I think we need to talk about the UI, the look and feel.
So the look and feel of this, look, I love and hate Coinbase. Coinbase is the easiest place to buy your coin, your Bitcoin, your Ethereum, your Litecoin, and now Bcash. Actually, somebody left me a comment on iTunes that says you're very unprofessional for not calling it Bitcoin Cash. You called it Bcash. And now just out of spite, I'm going to say Bcash because first of all, they should own that shit and make it their name because it's cool. And that's petty, dude. Whoever left me that comment, you're petty. Sorry for the rant. Danny, I'm sorry about that.
That's hilarious, man.
I had to drop it in there. Coinbase, they have a beautiful, easy interface for a beginner to go in there and buy your coins. You say how much you want, you press a button, boom, you bought your Bitcoin at the market price.
The app too, right? They've got a beautiful little app.
Their app is dope. Not only is it very easy to use, it looks great on almost any phone that you put it on. They also have a widget for your iPhone. So all you have to do is set up your widget, swipe right, kind of like on Tinder, you're swiping right. And boom, your prices pop up right there without logging into your app, right on your homepage.
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. But they're expensive and they're plagued with problems.
That's right.
That's why we're talking about Gemini. However, the Gemini interface is not as intuitive for a beginner. There's a couple of things we have to navigate first. The market and limit. If you look at the page, you're going to see a couple of things. You're going to see the volume and the orders on their books on the left side, and on the right side, you're going to see quantity of how much you want to buy, the price, market and limit, and the total amount you want to buy. The market and limit is a little bit confusing. If you want to buy Bitcoin at the price you see now, say if it's at 15,000, you say, I'm going to buy a Bitcoin. That's your market price. You're just going to hit that. However, if you want to wait for it to go to, say, 14,500, 14,300, and you want to wait for it just to drop a little bit, because you know what? You're just feeling that it's gonna, I don't know, you put your finger to the wind. You feel that, hey, the wind's blowing one way. It's going to go to 14-3. That's where your limit order comes in.
What, you mean people don't actually know what the next price of Bitcoin is going to be?
I have a very scientific process for this. I have a turtle at home, and when my turtle points north, then I know the price is going down.
Oh, man. What's the name of your turtle? I know everyone's going to ask you that.
Rari. Rari the turtle.
Genius.
Yeah, man. So Rari the turtle has been picking most of my trades for the past 6 months.
And you've been profitable.
So going a little bit further with this, so now you put your market order or limit order, and you can, if it's market order, press buy, it's okay. Put in the total amount you want to buy. The fees are going to be added into your total. So for example, if you put in $150 into your total, it's going to be actually $150.38. They, unlike Coinbase, have a very simple standard maker or taker fee. It's 0.25%. That's it. Coinbase is complicated. They charge you a fee to use your credit card. They charge you a fee to make the purchase. They charge you a percentage of the total purchase to convert from US dollars to Bitcoins. It's honestly a headache, and it gets pretty expensive. If you're only buying $100 of something or $200 with a credit card, you're already tacking on with Coinbase 6 or 7% to your total cost. But with Gemini, it's just a basic fee. Please note that when you're making your purchase, if you only have $150 and you put in $150, it's going to charge you $150.38. So you're going to have to go a little down. You're going to have to put in $149, and they will charge you the transaction fees.
The other thing to mention is that these transaction fees also apply to selling. You've also got your transaction fees when you send your Bitcoin out to another exchange. I mean, people are buying Bitcoin and Ethereum, they're also going to have transaction fees when they send it to another exchange to buy other coins.
Exactly. So when you're sending your money from your, say if you're buying your Bitcoin and you want to get it over to Bittrex, Poloniex, or Cryptopia, Danny's affiliate links will be in the description. he's gonna throw me off a piece of that because I'm too lazy to make my own.
Absolutely.
Yeah, stop, man. You're also going to pay a charge to go to there. So just keep that in mind when you're making your purchases. You're making your purchase of $100 of Bitcoin. They're charging you a fee for that. And then you want to send it to Bittrex. They're going to charge you a fee for that transaction as well. So just keep that in mind.
But it's not big, but it is there. Just be aware of that.
Right, exactly. If you're going to be doing some, you know, 2 or 3% trading and trying to get, you know, nickel and dime yourself to Lambos, just keep that in. Keep that in mind.
That's right.
The pros and cons of Gemini. Do you have any pros, sir?
Well, you know, first off, I like to say that I'm a Gemini, so that's pretty dope. I agree with the name.
What does that even mean?
I'm a Gemini. I'm born in June.
Oh, you're born. Oh, okay. I got you, man. I was like... Oh, did you know the Wrinklevoss twins named it Gemini because of its twins?
Oh, genius.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit meta. I like it.
You know, see, so that's why I thought you were a twin. And I was like, oh, you didn't tell me this.
No. Younger sister. Cool, no man. No turtle.
You got to get Rari. You got to get a Rari for yourself, man. I tell you, man, he's a genius.
Oh, man. I'd say one of the biggest pros is that they're an alternative to Coinbase. Everyone's looking for an alternative. Everyone's trying to figure out how to put their money in. Gemini is one of those.
Another pro that I like is when you are searching it in the search bar of your browser, Gemini gives you the price of Bitcoin in URL line.
Yeah, I saw. When you Google search it, it's right there in the search results.
That's pretty cool.
It's genius.
Another pro is that your US dollars in Gemini are insured by the FDIC insurance plan. So if they are hacked, your money gets stolen, they lose it, their servers crash and things get wiped out, a magnetic storm or a solar flare wipes out all the satellites and the electrical grid of the planet. Well, okay, wait. That last one, I don't know if they'll cover, but more than likely they will cover US dollars. However, their digital assets, Danny.
They're not covered, which actually is the same way as Coinbase. Their digital assets are not covered at all under this insurance.
Cons.
Low volume. They've got... That just means that there's not a lot of people compared to some of the bigger exchanges, some of the other bigger websites. There's not a lot of folks buying and selling. So this could bring you headaches in the future, because if the market is moving quickly in one direction, you may have a hard time buying it before it gets to the top or the bottom.
Another thing with them being smaller is, if you remember, Coinbase or Poloniex, once the huge bull happened and they said that they were having 10,000 people sign up a day, their servers were not able to handle that volume. They haven't been tested like Coinbase or Poloniex yet. And Coinbase and Poloniex both had super lag and went down many times. Just keep that in mind if you're a user of Gemini now, but they get an influx of people, of 10,000 people registering a day. Can their servers handle? And can their servers handle in crunch time when that 30,000 Bitcoin comes up, or that 30,000 Bitcoin starts going down to 20,000 again?
That's right. Would you write here, it is the man in crypto clothing?
Oh, yes. This is the man in crypto clothing. And what I mean by that is, this is set up in a way that it's too transparent. This is like signing up for a bank. You know, this isn't like the idea of Bitcoin. This is a good place to get Bitcoin if you want to make an investment, if you don't really care about some of the more liberal ideologies. Then you sign up with your credit cards, your bank cards, your IDs, and you know you're doing all. You're still part of the system. This is the system. This is the system. This is a bank. This is everything else. This is not buying crypto to try to create a new movement of finances. This is working with the system. So keep that in mind. If you are signing up with this, you're not going to be changing the financial structure. You are participating in it.
Yep. If you really want to do that, then go find a friend to buy some Bitcoin, Ethereum from directly.
Right. Or local Bitcoins or other places. And there are ways to get Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies kind of off the grid, but this is not one of them.
The other con is that there's only two coins right now. I mean, when you compare it to Bittrex, which has over 150 coins, these guys only support Bitcoin and Ethereum. Now, those are the biggest two, but still.
And also, Coinbase has two more coins, and one of them is my favorite, Litecoin. And you can't buy Litecoin.
I thought you were going to say Bcash.
You mean Bitcoin Cash. Don't get bad comments on your website, dude. Please. Yeah, don't be unprofessional.
I'm ready for it.
Danny,
I have stick figures on my website, man. Come on.
Can you draw a Bcash stick figure, please?
I should.
And the last con is the UI is not as easy for newcomers as Coinbase. Doesn't mean that Gemini is a bad exchange, but if you're a newcomer and you're looking at some of these, you're already going to be anxious. You're already going to have anxiety. You're already going to be concerned because you're putting your money in there. This is new. And they don't make it as simple as Coinbase. So just keep that in mind.
Oh, they do have one function that we didn't talk about at all. It's called the auction. So I only looked at it briefly, but it seems that the advantages are that better price, lower fees, instant settlement, meaning that it's ready for transfer right away. And the prices and quantity are supposed to be really good.
We haven't played with this option that much, and we don't necessarily recommend it for the absolute beginner, but it is an interesting feature that they have. Go ahead and play with it and send us messages and say, hey, this is the best thing on earth. Or you say, yeah, you shouldn't even mention that.
Just give us some FOMO. I'm down with that. Fear cool. of missing out for the beginners. FOMO.
So that is our brief on Gemini. We really appreciate you listening to it. Danny, thank you very much for helping us out with this one.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me back, man.
Well, Danny, you're going to be back for a lot more steps and a lot more episodes. So next episode with Danny is going to be Coinbase. We're going to tell you all about Coinbase, the history, how to set it up, pros, cons, prices, fees, the whole nine. So we'll look forward to that episode. And in the meantime, please check out Danny's decryptionary.com. How do you even spell that, Danny?
You know, I got an easier domain just because of that problem. I got cryptodefine.com.
No.
Yeah, man. That was $12 on hover.com. That was freaking genius.
There you go, dude. Cryptodefine.com. Is it going to have the same content as Decryptionary?
Oh, yeah. It links directly to Decryptionary. So keep it simple.
Cool, man. Cool. Well, man, go ahead and grab some dinner. We'll talk to you next time. And thank you.
You got it.
All right, brother. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Crypto 101. Before we go to what music we play today, I just want to clarify one thing about Gemini. Gemini does not take credit cards, debit cards, or checks. Not at this time. So the only way to sign up with Gemini, you need to link your bank account or do a wire transfer. So I just wanted to clarify that. We forgot to put that in the episode. Thank you very much for listening. The music today was by Matt Zoe. The song is called The Enemy. Prince Fox. The song is called Wait Until Tomorrow. And the last one is Imagine Dragons, Thunder. Links are in the description. And if you like the music from Crypto 101 episodes, this episode or others, we have a Spotify playlist. The name is Crypto 101 Music. Go to Spotify, search Crypto 101 Music. All the songs from all of our episodes, including this one, are up there. All the references for our podcast is also in the description. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on the next episode of Crypto 101.